Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this Lord's Day. Psalms 19 reads like this. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servants also from the presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let us pray. Our most holy Lord and Savior, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your house, to sing these songs and to read your scripture, to read your word, your truth. We ask you, Father, to please forgive our sins, to please continue to strengthen and guide us, and to bless all those who hear these scriptures and these songs. Let them be uplifting and to be a sweet savor unto thee. We pray for your blessings and your protection and your will to be done in our lives. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. And when I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain. Death, we might lose everything. And when a sickness takes my child away, and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord, in the eye of the sky. You remain.
lift my friend to you. Complicated circumstances have clouded his view. Lord, I lift my friend up to you. I fear that I won't have the words that he needs to hear. I pray for your wisdom, oh God, and a heart that's sincere. Lord, I lift my friend up to you.
Lord, I lift my friend to you, my best friend in the world. I know he means much more to you. I want so much to help him, but this is something he has to do.
There's a way that seems so right to him, but you know where that leads. He's becoming a puppet of the world, too blind to see his dreams. Lord, I lift my friend up to you. My friend. My friend to you, I've done all that I know to do. I lift my friend to you.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to
to
turning back. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I've a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, and I've got shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Now I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters. Oh, this old world, I wish they would see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I've a roof up above me, and I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, and I've got shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and I've got a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, take them one by one.
Let us remember to keep our church family in our prayers. Let us also pray for wisdom, strength, and healing upon our elders and our leaders. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, to Benny, or to the deacon, and we will do all we can as the good Lord allows. Today, I would like to read the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 19. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in the spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I'd like for our church family to remember to pray for one another, as I know that you do. And I thank you for those prayers. I ask you to pray for our minister and our elders, to pray for our country, that we might do as the Lord would have us to do, and that His will be done on our lives. Pray for one another, as James says in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, so very much. Let us pray.
Almighty God, it is such a privilege, honor, it is a joy to come into your house and be able to sing these songs for the people, for being able to hear your word, for being able to read it every day. We thank you for our friends and for our family. We thank you for the countless blessings that you pour upon us. We ask, Lord, that in the face of negativity, in the midst of all the bad, that you help us to focus on those blessings, to count them if we need to focus on them that much to stay away from all the negativity in the world. We know that if we were to focus on those, that our lives would be so much better. We wouldn't have time to complain. We wouldn't have time to even consider doing all the sinful things of the world if we were just to count your blessings. We pray for your forgiveness for where we fall short, Lord. And we ask for you to bless our congregation, our families, this community. That you keep us safe from sickness. That you help us to be that city on a hilltop, to be the light on that candlestick. We pray, Lord, for your guidance in our lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family of God.